It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have some blue sky, 41 degrees. KSL's top story.
The inauguration of Joe Biden.
Any moment now, President Joe Biden will begin signing more than a dozen executive orders, mostly undoing the actions of his predecessor. Details now. Here's Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Biden getting right down to work in the Oval Office. He has just signed his first executive order, saying they are the first of many.
And I thought with the state of the nation today, there's no time to waste. Get to work immediately.
As you can hear, the president was wearing a mask while seated behind the Resolute desk with a stack of orders. Today's orders target Trump policies on immigration, climate change, racial equity, and coronavirus. He's also directed the federal agencies to halt all rulemaking until his administration has time to review proposed regulations. Now, this regulatory freeze order is a staple of presidential transitions, allowing the incoming administration to review the pending actions of their predecessors. Three new senators were announced in the Senate this past hour.
Mr. Ossoff, Mr. Padilla, Mr. Warnock.
The three were sworn in by Vice President Kamala Harris, making it officially a Democratic majority. Reporters caught the moment. Chuck Schumer was caught off guard when being referred to as majority leader for the first time.
Mr. President.
The majority leader.
Mr. President, I need to catch my breath. So much is happening.
Democrats have not been in the majority in the Senate since 2015. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Well, the inauguration is over, but the job's not done for those 350 Utah National Guard members helping keep the nation's capital secure. Lieutenant Colonel Jamie Thomas says that when they left for Washington, there wasn't any end date scheduled for this mission.
And we knew that it was up to and leading through the inauguration. And so we're there as long as Washington, D.C. National Guard needs us, as long as our partners and civil authorities need us.
Lieutenant Colonel Thomas says she can't speculate when the Utah Guard members will come back home, but she believes it's going to be sooner rather than later. There's a poll out that shows more than a third of Utahns believe there was widespread voter fraud. The poll by the Deseret News and Hinckley Institute of Politics shows nearly half of Utahns, more, believe President Biden legitimately won. More Utahns believe the election was fixed than people across the rest of the country. Now, for comparison, pollster Scott Rasmussen tells the Deseret News in 2016, a third of all voters believed Hillary Clinton was the legitimate winner of the election. KSL News Time 3:33, members of the Salt Lake City School Board will allow in-person classes to resume for secondary students. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has an update.
Interim Superintendent Larry Madden proposed a hybrid model that would have students in the classroom only a few days a week, beginning on Monday, February 8th.
Students would attend either on Mondays, Thursdays, or Tuesdays, Fridays.
Students would be allowed to choose to attend in person or remain remote on a class-by-class basis. Elementary school students were previously approved to resume in-person classes next week. Last month, a group of parents sued the district to force officials to reopen classrooms. A hearing on that lawsuit took place on Tuesday. The judge did not reach a decision. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Eye on the Hill 2021.
Complaints and frustrations are still coming in as elderly Utahns work to schedule COVID vaccinations. But a state health official today told the legislative committee they still believe they'll be able to administer vaccines to Utahns over age 70 by the end of February. Thousands of people have received vaccines so far, but many Utahns are saying they're still unable to make appointments because of technical difficulties and jammed phone lines. State health officials told the lawmakers also today that thousands of doses of the vaccine were just sitting around. They were not being used when they were supposed to. But they're not spoiled yet. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Currently, the state has 56,000 doses of vaccine, and out of those, 43,000 were not used within 7 days of receiving them as required.
About 30,000 are within the federal pharmacy partnership with CVS and Walgreens.
Department of Health Deputy Director Heather Borski told lawmakers those pharmacies got too many, so they're moving some doses around to other health boards. Lawmakers say local health officials claim they don't have enough money or manpower to distribute the vaccines they're supposed to. But Executive Director Rich Saunders says they're offering local boards any help they need.
If you need manpower, we'll get you manpower. If you need technology, we'll get you technology.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
COVID testing will now be available on site at Salt Lake City International Airport. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says today was the opening of Express Check, which will offer rapid molecular COVID tests and PCR tests.
The testing site is located in Concourse A and will be available post-security for ticketed passengers and employees. Going forward, their open hours will be Thursday through Monday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Local officials say this is a huge development for any Utahns planning a trip to Hawaii, since a negative COVID test is required to go there and avoid their 10-day mandatory self-quarantine. KSL News Time, 3:35. It's rush hour. Ricky's covering it. So what's going on?
Well, we have a surface street crash at 2100 South, about 900 West. And then also, heads up, Summit County drivers. You have a new accident. It's blocking a right lane of traffic northbound on SR 224 at Old Ranch Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's one of those days when we need something other than the politics. And I have just the thing. My minute of news is politics free. And it's on the way next on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.